Now, the question of the week, then, I want to ask is this. Was the early church communist? The answer is no. This is not communism. Communism says what is yours is everyone. Christianity says, and this is a subtle difference but vital, what is mine is yours. Lloyd-Jones argues communism imposes an equality. In the early church, there was a voluntary equality and rejoicing in that. I mean, none of you, when you pay your tax, say, hallelujah, I get to pay my tax. In fact, people employ accountants to help you avoid paying tax. And ironically, it's the rich who are able to do that most of all. But here in the early church, people gave willingly. Lloyd-Jones goes on to say, nothing was done in a spirit of fear because the secret police were watching and you had no choice. It was the exact opposite of some imposed system. Communism is a hellish teaching because it does not rely on God and does not understand what human beings are. Christianity is fellowship, it's family, it's caring for one another. It's not hoarding, it's giving to the poor. It is relying on one another. And that's where a true welfare society comes from. That's why our whole hospital system was founded in Christianity. The first hospitals in the world were Christian. The first trustee saving bank was established, of course, by a Scotsman, Reverend Henry Duncan, of Ruthwell in Dumfriesshire. And you know why he did it? Because the banks then were designed to raise capital for companies. And he said, this is no good for my people. So he started a bank for the poor and for the middle class. And virtually all of our banks came from that, the TSB, the Trustees Saving Bank, and all the Australian banks, if you look at their history, they started with that idea. It's a means of helping people. And how ironic that banks have now become stockbrokers rather than caring for people. Now, I know that's a generalization, but it's increasingly true as Christian foundations are gone. Or think of something like Hammond Care. The story of Hammond, T.C. Hammond, is an amazing story on what he did and what exists. I was up this week in Waratah at the center there. There are 250 people, elderly people, who are coming towards the end of their lives, who are being given first-class care because a man, 80 years ago, 90 years ago, in Sydney, thought, we have to do something to help the poor, and built up this amazing organization, which is still Christian. Our society wants to kill elderly sick people because they are expensive. The church wants to look after the weak because they are human beings made in the image of God. You see, Christianity encourages to give, not to take. In Trent Dalton's Boy Swallows Universe, I think it's a brilliant book, but there's a lovely little bit where he says, giving, he realized, was the thing missing from most lives of Australian suburban family units who have, for better or worse, indulged in a spot of small-time crime. He was suggesting criminals would be better off if they gave some of their misbegotten gains. Well, so would all of us. Christianity is not communism, but it is community, and it does care for the poor.